Okay, welcome back to another edition of the BH Sales Kennel Cow Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandma Bill. Welcome one and all. Some of you via invitation, where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul. Ubiquitous audience, one and all, thanks for joining us. Now in my sixth year of doing three daily shows consecutively each and every day. Also a YouTube version at Grandpa Bill's at Bill Holt 8792. Please do give us a thumbs up, subscribe, like us, share us, pay it forward where you feel comfortable in doing so. We are growing exponentially with your help by doing so. We appreciate that. Do daily polls, leave us voice messages at the message board voicemail icon at these shows. That encompasses upcoming guests, in-studio guests, daily fodder. And today's show is going to be about 30-40 minutes, and it's actually going to be the follow-up to my first guest this year from yesterday's taping a couple days ago now, Tim Doyle from China, as this year became. And Tim was with me a couple of times last year in 2023, and after a quick 10-second break here momentarily, I'm going to go through an astrology chart and also a numerology chart about myself that Tim was so kind and benevolent to send me after our taping of the show. And I want to kind of highlight on those two respective reports. And this is all fodder for when Tim comes back on my show again, probably maybe in February. And we're working on some stuff behind the scenes. So lots to squeeze in 30-40 minutes. We'll take a deep calming breath and we'll be back in 10 seconds and jump right in with Grandpa Bill's astrology chart first. We'll be right back. Welcome back, and thanks for doing so. So let's take a look at this chart. And when I say chart, it's pretty amazing. It's a PDF broken down into two forms, my astrological chart and also a numerology chart. And between the two of them, it encompasses like 86 pages. So this one, on the astrology side, isn't the PDF format, is about 21 pages in depth. So I'm going to kind of skim it along here and kind of read parts of it with you here as I'm going through it again myself for like maybe the second time. So the pages contained within this astrological report chart contain a brief evaluation of key elements of my birth chart, although it is by no means complete. Astrology can reveal many things about a person's life and personality, and you could study your chart for a lifetime without knowing the answers to all of your questions. The description that follows will give you a thumbnail, and thumbnail is in quotation marks, introduction to yourself through astrology. Again, I'm actually reading the introduction verbatim on the first page of the Astral Deluxe Chart interpretation for yours truly, Grandpa Bill. So the descriptions that follow verbatim, continuing in the introduction, interpreting your chart, this report considers the sign of the planets and the north node in my chart, as in Grandpa Bill, as well as their house placements. It also describes the sign of the ascendant and the strongest aspects between the planets. You may note that some of the following descriptions appear to contradict each other, and indeed we are all walking bundles of contradiction. If you examine yourself carefully, you will probably realize that you do in fact possess the qualities of both conflicting descriptions. Even though some parts of the reading may seem to clash, you will see that certain themes are repeated throughout the following pages. These are the ones that will become major issues in your life. Again, this is verbatim in the introduction letter. So, scanning that introduction letter, let's see here, the reading stress, bear with me. We tend to work at expressing ourselves. Yeah, let's continue reading that. It's only a couple more stanzas. Thanks for being patient. So, verbatim, the reading stress that you are the ultimate decider of your fate. The stars may indicate that you, the hand you dealt and were dealt at birth, but it is up to you to play the hand well enough to achieve your goals. That would kind of be universal for anybody that would have been born in 1954 on Tuesday at 6:03 p.m., you know, around the world, flashing back as yours truly came on this planet in this life at that time frame on a Tuesday in 1954. So keeping that universality, I have no idea how many individuals were born on that day, on that time, in that year around the world, but obviously it was more than just myself. So whatever the number may be, wherever they are, if they were in earshot shot of this would be, you know, more adept to people born on that day at that time in that chart. But the vessels that we all are, Bill, in my case, William, you know, Peter, Paul, Mary, Ahmed, all the beautiful names that we are, that's how these charts get generated, as Tim and I talked about in the interview yesterday. Obviously, by your full name, you know, your birthplace, your date, your time, your city, and then that's how it gets honed in to kind of like a pair of shoes. So, a strength number precedes each aspect description. This number takes into account how exact the aspect is, whether the aspect is a major or a minor one, and whether aspecting planet is close to one of the four chart angles. The higher strength, the more you are likely to feel the aspect and act it out in your life. Okay, my planets in signs, according to this chart, are Virgo ascendant, which translates verbatim, you are a hardworking, practical, and have some common sense. You are highly efficient in everything that you do, and you always strive to do a perfect job. But be careful not to lapse into the most common habit of Virgo, being picky, picky, picky. You would make a good professional critic or analyst, but others do not always enjoy receiving a critical analysis of their life. Okay, that's verbatim, stopping again, interjecting, and to revisit, again, put it in your own day, time, place of birth, city, your name, and then, you know, your chart, and then anybody that was born the same year, date, time, you know, and their name as Sally, Peter, Paul, Mary, disseminating the two of you, and then all the physiology and all that kind of stuff. So nothing is broad base to the letter of the law for any of us. In this case, those of us born on Tuesday, 1954 at 6:03 p.m. in the evening. So although you are a perfectionist, continuing verbatim, and I'm not a perfectionist. You are not usually a leader. Now, I might coincide with that. Now, stay with me on the rest of this sentence, verbatim, from my reading. But you can be dependent upon to follow an idea through to completion and see that the best possible job is done. You are very dedicated to your work, and you are willing to work hard. Yet you can become restless and worrisome and prone to borrowing trouble. The best job for you would be one through which you can help others. I would agree with that assessment. And I've had many opportunities to be leaders. And in other business lives and all of that, I've been a leader and all that kind of crazy stuff. Who cares? Team sports and so forth. But I would agree with that assessment of me. Now, again, anybody else that was born in 1954 at 6:03 p.m. on Tuesday, back then, you know, it may go as the proverbial flip of the coin. Some yes, some no. Come see, come saw. yin yang. So, continuing verbatim, you believe strongly in your principles and are willing to fight for them if challenged. Personal cleanliness and good diet are important to you, and you can sometimes become a fanatic or a hypochondriac in these areas. Now, I would agree with that statement applicable to myself. In all honesty, I might be borderline fanatic. I'm not hypochondriac about it. I'm not. And then continuing verbatim, your main area of physical weakness is the stomach, even though you may follow a good diet. I would agree to that to some degree. Case in point, workouts for geriatrics. Those of you that joined me there, I just did an exercise. Standing where you cross your feet, you sit your butt down on the floor, and then attempt to stand up back, you know, your mat, your floor, or out in the woods, or whatever, without using the ground, your mat, the floor to push off, which is a great core exercise, and I cannot do that one. I have to push off. So in the degree of chakras in my core, my stomach needs a lot of work. My stomach needs a lot of work, and I do indeed follow a great, great diet. Thus is why I've never missed a day. Now in full retirement, long ago, far away, true stories, I never missed a day due to illness in any job I ever had. True story. I was remunerated for it, wrote articles about it and all of that. Long ago and far away. So continuing with this assessment, planets and signs and houses, Virgo ascendant. Okay, the next one is sun in Pisces. I am a Pisces, March 2nd thereof. So Pisces are well known for being sensitive, emotional, and artistic. Their mood changes like a chameleon to blend with those around them. For this reason, it is imperative that their associates and immediate environment be of a positive nature. Pisces is the sign most likely to cry at a sad movie. Because you are so sensitive and compassionate, you tend to take on the problems of others. You do all you can to avoid hurting others and often help them if you can. At times, it may be difficult for you to separate fact from fantasy. You live in a semi-dream world, and you will retreat into your illusionary world whenever the pressures of real life become unbearable. You are prone to daydreaming, especially when you were a child. Pisces are usually very shy, and this limits your ability to make friends easily. Learn to be less concerned about what others think of you and concentrate on improving your own self-image. Now again, that's verbatim all the way along for anybody that was born on Tuesday at 6:03 p.m. 1954 around the world. Again, we are all very yes and no, come see, come sorry in that. Basically, in that analysis, in all honesty, I don't retrofit into any of that. My daydreaming is usually through meditation and holographs. So I do wander through scattered brain, inflicted trauma in the head, and all that kind of crazy stuff. Yeah, what were some of the other ones that we just said? I don't necessarily cry at a sad movie. I've been known to, but it doesn't necessarily. Now, I do have to constantly, by being an empath, not bring to the letter of the law everybody else's discomfort, pain, situations, and all of that. I'm far, far, far better at that now at age 69, almost 70, but I still deal with that every day, so I would agree with that assessment. Again, Ahmad, Mary, Gladys, Timmy, Tyler, Two, Tippy Canoe, Gopher, Red Baron, whatever your name is, 1954 Tuesday at 6:03 p.m. Obviously, that would vary for those vessels with their namesakes and so forth. So, continuing verbatim, and we'll take a 10-second break, and we'll get to the numerology chart, synopsizing this astrology chart quite in depth. So, because of your genuine desire to help others, you are an easy victim for those who would abuse your kindness. Be careful to surround yourself with people who you can trust. If someone disappoints you, you become bitter and hurt, and your tongue can develop sharpness and acidity. Don't let your mission of serving others turn into a mission of martyrdom. These are always people who will take advantage of you, there are, and if you let them, instead of being passive, learn to stand up for yourself more often. Pisces is often the sign of the mystic, and they are either deeply religious, though not necessarily through an Orthodox church, or have highly developed intuitive and psychic abilities. Feelings of greed and competition are foreign to Pisces, who find such energies irritating to their sensitive side and sensitive natures. As a result, they are usually not found in the dog-eat-dog corporate world unless other factors in their charts give them a competitive edge. In affairs of the heart, Pisces is devoted, tender, and gentle, and affectionate. Since Pisces has so much love to give, others often misunderstand their motives and consider them to be coming on to them or what have you. The truth is that Pisces is sympathetic and understanding in all areas for all others and not just their inner circle of loved ones. Pisces is known for being evasive with others, but really purposefully or deceptively. The key word is purposefully, in quotation marks. Often they deceive themselves and therefore consider themselves to be quite truthful when others see them as deceptive. A lot of that I would agree with, a lot of that I would disagree with, a lot of that is not so much disagreement. It's applicable with some yin-yang, Peter, Paul, Mary, Ahmad. Let's take a deep calming breath before we go to the numerology. Other areas of my astrology chart that I'll share in upcoming episodes. Sun in the sixth house, I won't go through it here. Moon in Aquarius, Moon in the fifth house, Mercury in Pisces, Mercury in the sixth house, Venus in Pisces, Venus in the seventh house, Mars in Sagittarius, Mars in the third house, Jupiter in Gemini, Jupiter in the 10th house, Saturn in Scorpio, Saturn in the second house, Uranus in Cancer, Uranus in the 10th house, Neptune in Libra, Neptune in the second house, Pluto in Leo, and then anybody that's applicable from 1938 to 1958, microcosming in. That generation saw the birth of a greater autonomy and self-rule among the world's nations, as well as the hippie movement. New labor-saving devices created more leisure time. Television entered into our lives, and the entertainment industry mushroomed. We have a strong desire for creativity and to solve the world's problems. We'll also talk about Pluto in the 12th house, Gemini mid-heaven, and planets in aspect, Jupiter conjunct mid-heaven, Venus opposite ascendant, it's quite detailed, Venus trine Uranus, Uranus sine square Mars, Jupiter square ascendant, upcoming shows, Venus square Jupiter, Mercury trine Saturn, Uranus sextile ascendant, Moon sextile Mars, Venus square midheaven, Sun trine Saturn, Moon square Saturn, Sun conjunct Mercury, Mercury square Mars, Mars semi-square Neptune, Moon trine Jupiter, Sun sesquiandrate Neptune, Sun square Jupiter, Moon trine midheaven, most of these are my strengths, by the way. Sun square midheaven, Neptune sextile Pluto, Mercury sesquiquadrate Neptune, Mars opposite midheaven, Mars opposite Jupiter, balance of element and elements and modalities, abundant water, we'll definitely get into all of those, but that one, abundant air, lack of earth, lack of fire, abundant substance, lack of endings, lack of relationships, lack of life, abundant mutables, astrological, astral, deluxe chart interpretation for Grandpa Bill, lack of cardinal, abundant cadent, that's the 21-page synopsis of that PDF, Deep Calming Breath. We'll come back and I'll scan the numerology. You'll hear all about this in upcoming shows. Let's take that 10-second break and we'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. Okay, welcome back, and let's take a look at numerology charts, specifically mine. Okay, Jim Doyle, when he was on my show the other day, mentioned during the show that he was going to indeed send me a sample, or an actual, not only astrological report, but a numerology one as well. So he sent me this PDF, and in the first part of this show, I went through the astrological overview. It's a pretty in-depth report, and this is something that he offers us all at the Path to Oneness website of Tim's on his store page. It's the first time I've ever had a reading of any sort ever done. So I was fascinated by the concept of it. So deep calming breath, let's take an overview look at the numerology report, a Decode's numerology chart analysis for Grandpa Bill personally by Hans Decode, D-E-C-O-Z. My birth date data for way back in March 2nd, 1954 on a Tuesday at 6.03 p.m. And I entered this planet as such, as the vessel of Bill Holt, Grandpa Bill. So within the reports, plural, there's an introduction center section of that gets into the life path, the birthday, the expression, the minor expression, the heart's desire, the minor heart's desire, personality, maturity, L/E bridge, H/P bridge, and karmic lessons, and so much more, going all the way up through this entire report. So a quick summary of the report in itself. Grandpa Bill Holt, back on March 2nd, 1954, on a Tuesday, which it was, at 6.03 p.m., my life path is a 6. I'll expand upon these. My birthday is a 2. My expression is an 8 on the numerology. My minor expression is 9. My heart's desire is 8. My minor heart's desire is 15 over 6. My personality is 9. My maturity is 14 over 5. Your life path expression bridge number is 2. My heart's desire and personality bridge number is 1. You have a karmic lesson in number 7. Your hidden passion is number 5. Your plane of expression physical is 10/1. And it goes down through several others all the way up to and including age 70, which I'm soon to broach in March. So my physical transit for age 70 is 1. 71 is 1. 72 is 1. And my mental transit for age 70 is an N. And I believe that's probably the letter L as opposed to a 1. For ages 70, 71. And then it goes right on up into the year 2025 and then breaks it down for each subsequent month. My personal month for January is a 5. February is 6th of this year. 7 in March. 8 in April. 9 in May. 1 in June. 2 in July. 3 in August. 4 in September. 5 in October. 6 in November, 7 in December. That's just for this year. Scanning down through the said report. Okay. My my life path is a 6. In the recap there, Bill, you possess great compassion and seek to be of service to others. You have concern for the weak and the downtrodden. You are a healer and a helper to others. We heard that in the recap. On the astrology side, let me keep scrolling down this pretty extensive report, and we'll get into all of those subcategories that I listed in the first part of this show as a whole dedicated show in and of itself. I did do over at my YouTube channel earlier today a little bit of a recap video-wise, which is also available on Spotify, pertinent to the overview of Jim's appearance on my show, and then this said report. So let me see. Backtracking here. Couple categories that we can isolate before we close out, and I'll talk about all of this because it's pretty extensive and I'm just getting familiar with it reading it myself. It's a total of like 86 pages. Trying to isolate an example here for this year in this PDF, so bear with me. Let's see, let's start right about okay, February, as it becomes, okay, February 1st, sometimes financial rewards, sometimes lost. Justice from above as you sow, generosity. Not a good day for gambling, which I don't do, come February 1st. Health improves, exercise, meeting with old friends, reminiscing, feelings of loyalty. Now, again, this would be a not so much broad-based statement, but keep in mind, obviously more people than just myself around the world, as long ago as it was, were born on that Tuesday, March the 2nd, back in 1954, probably at 6:03 p.m. I mean, you know, that's a pretty specific time, but I'm sure, you know, X number, probably thousands worldwide, of people other than myself were indeed worldwide, came into existence at the exact same time on that day. So this would be an overview within whatever their vessel name is, you know, Philip Marquis Jones, Ahmad Priscilla Jones Hyfe, you know, whatever your name is, that's the integral part to disseminate you as the vessel that you are in this numerology. So it obviously has some yays and some nays in the assessment overall. I agree with quite a bit of this, and I would beg to differ with quite a bit more. But again, it's not singling me. Well, it is by name, but it's the date and the time as well. So many others worldwide, if they're still with us some 70 years later, most assuredly more people than myself were born on Tuesday at 6:03 p.m. back in 1954. So February coming up under that promise for those of us that were, and most assuredly my reading by my name, February 2nd, recent trouble is diffused, tact in wisdom, intelligence in depth, humanitarian, good day for learning, shifting of priorities, don't commit to long-term plans, and then February 3rd, all this is laid out for January as well, all the way through this year and up into 2025 in its entirety. So real quickly, February 3rd, progress, other people's support, focus on money matters, self-confidence, also hard-headed, stubborn, domestic squabbles, commitment broken, intuition on the 4th, revelations, dreams with messages, sensitive to animals, as always, that one's spot on, spiritual, needs are strong, longing for knowledge, insecurity, keeping your feet on the ground, and then it goes through the month for breakdown. So we'll get into much more of the assessment of that. I wanted to make sure that I mentioned the PDFs overall. It's a great tool for anyone entertaining. Tim elaborated on the show about all the different types of reports, compatibility, if you're in a relationship and or entering one, and or you're going to get married, or however, business relationship, in life and business. We'll be talking a lot about that at Main Mentor Moments. And this is all about food for the mind, the body, and the soul, heart-brain coherence. So phasing out for today, we're members of large intuitive groups, many of them, including freedomsnap.org, each and every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, guided by lead guide, meditator, mediator, Seth Lee Brzezinski. Come join us. Thanks for continuing to pay it forward. Thanks for hopefully perceiving us as a harbinger of good information. We're here daily. Message does resonate. Everybody knows somebody in pain, suffering, discomfort. All humans, all wild animals, domesticated animals, people, their people, plants on this planet. Continue to pay it forward. We're growing exponentially. Come join us. We're here each and every day. Pay it forward. Once again, my YouTube channel, Grandpa Bill, at Bill Holt, 8792. Thumbs up, subscribe, like us. Become a star seed. We're part of the larger quilt and jigsaw puzzle that apothecary, holistic apothecary medicine is. Together, we thrive alive to survive. I'll be continuing to talk about my ongoing studies of Qigong, workouts for geriatrics, Main Mentor Moments, Junk Up Holistic Healing Hour. We'll be talking about some upcoming guests for February, doing prelude shows. We'll see you all again tomorrow, same time, same station. Bye-bye for now. And may God bless. Peace, everybody.